internet is really cool. I'm building a collection of meditations, which will just be me talking anyway, so that people can use as resources. So, yeah. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about how I got into this. I'm Kara, first of all, and my son Zane is in second grade. There.
That's good.
Yes. He doesn't like to open his mouth. He's like, puts the smile. But, so I never really intended to start teaching energy. I got into it for my own personal purposes, and it was because I had chronic pain. And I started in my early 20s, and I went through just the entire medical system, everything that I could, and nothing was helping. Even I would take some medication, and it would help temporarily, but then the pain would just get stronger to compensate for that. So after several years, I found a mind-body person, like an alternative counselor, mind-body, and started looking inside, and that's when things started making sense. And I have a history of abuse throughout my childhood, and so there was all this energy tied up in my body that was manifesting as chronic pain. So I've been teaching. Then I really just fell in love with energy. I was like, wow, this is so cool. I've got to know more. And I'm a teacher. I was teaching math, and so I'm just kind of a teacher by nature, but switch subjects. I was teaching math at Portland Community College, and the last few classes I did, I was felt like I was teaching more life skills than math. I mean, I was teaching math, but I was also doing a lot of extra teaching, which really all teachers should do. I have a cat. We have a cat. Is everybody okay with cats? He's wanting to come in.
I didn't know she was there.
He scratches on the door. He's very friendly.
Look at this. Like if he takes a bath, is he really skinny under there? Or is it all solid?
He's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Come on in, T-Bone.
Substantial.
I guess he heard that the class was starting.
I think my soul is left.
Can you say hello to everybody?
Yeah, he's very friendly.
Oh my goodness.
Such a little sheep or something.
Yeah.
Seriously, this could almost be a record setting. My girls like to Google fat cats.
Oh, Tivo.
I gotta Google that.
Did you?
Seriously.
I know. He adopted Pam on her porch, and yeah. So you can just settle down, buddy, on the spot. Get some of his soul back too. So it's been about 12 years since I've started my process of going through stuff, and I've been teaching energy for about 10 of those years. So I just want to keep going. And the pain, I'm just about done with the chronic pain, so I'm so happy. Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. Yeah, so it's really amazing. I know firsthand like what you can shift and what you can heal from. It's pretty amazing. So yeah, I see people turning phones off. All right. So I ended up studying when I was going around on my search counseling, and then the woman I was working with suggested I go on a spiritual search before I really dive into the heavy work that I had to do, because it's really helpful to have a meaning as you're going through things. And so that's when I met my teacher, who, he's an American, but I call him a shaman. He calls himself a shaman because he basically devotes his life to energy and helping people, and studied with him for 8 years. And his background or descent is European and Russian. So this is kind of a Euro-Celtic shamanism. And so you might be more familiar with South American, Native American, but every indigenous culture around the world has some type of medicine person. And, you know, Mongolia, Russia, Europe, of course, Central South America, Africa. So these are, I forgot what I was going to call it. Oh, shamanic healthcare. It's the original healthcare, really. It was, I'm getting ahead of myself, sorry. Okay, so before I go into just what is soul retrieval, I just want to give you an overview for the evening so you kind of have an idea of what we're going to do. First, I'm just going to tell you about soul retrieval, what it is, what... and then throughout that process, we're going to do probably three journeys where I'll be guiding you. It'll be like a meditation, but it's you're doing stuff with your energy. So that's how a journey is a little different than a meditation. So we'll do three of those, and we're going to start with little tiny, tiny soul pieces and then get a little bigger as we go through. And so you'll get to determine what you want to work with tonight, if you choose. And we'll take a break about partway through. So, questions about what this is going to look like? Or?
Are you expecting to go well into the evening, or?
I'm planning till 9. Yeah. Does that work for everybody?
Okay. I have a scratchy throat because I have allergies. So
okay.
I have cough, but we're in like a minute. Yeah. Nail scratchy.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Go for it. I think he wants one.
Oh, do you?
So let's do just a real quick just grounding and centering. I know you've had really busy Saturdays, I'm sure. And just have you put both feet flat for a second. You can close your eyes if you want to and just take a couple breaths. Yeah, wherever you want to get comfortable. And just feel your feet on the floor. Let them kind of spread out a little bit, contact the floor. This is for grounding, which is really important to be grounded with the earth before we do any kind of energy work. Just imagine some of your energy going down from your feet down into the earth. It's okay that we're on the second floor. And then bring up some of the earth energy up into your body. And just keep breathing comfortably. And then I'll just have you call in any energies, you know, from the soccer game or work or kids or wherever you've been, just sort of bring yourself all to be fully here. Just let go of anything from the day. And we'll just do that letting go all the way through your body. So start from the top of your head, just dropping anything that you're holding on to. Moving down your face, the back of your head, and your ears. And just open and release through your neck and shoulders. And arms and hands. Your back, all the way down. Releasing anything from your chest, belly. And all your internal organs. And your hips. And legs. All the way down to your feet. And just feel your feet on the floor once again. Deep breath in. And as you exhale, you can bring yourself back. And wiggle your fingers and toes and open your eyes when you're ready. At a soccer game right before this, so I shift gears. So. All right, so I talked a little bit about shamanism and how it was the medicine, it was kind of healthcare and therapy, or whatever was needed in the indigenous cultures and tribes. So soul retrieval is one tool that a shaman might use. And like I said before, it's like shamanic health care. The idea is that when there's illness or depression or something that doesn't feel right, it's because a piece of the soul has gone off somewhere. And then various methods of soul retrieval are used to bring it back to the person. So, and it can also go along with trauma. If something traumatic happens, then a piece of the soul will go off in order to protect the rest of the being. It's like the force of it would be too much on the whole being. So this piece goes off here. It's kind of protected in a way. And then, you know, maybe another piece is over here, and another piece, and another piece. So it can be from large to small. You know, there can be little teeny pieces from frustrations or, you know, anger or arguments or relationships ending, things like that. You know, any piece could range from really tiny to fairly large. So just depending on what it is and the impact on the person. So, you know, obviously any kind of physical abuse or, you know, violence abuse, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, sexual, those are probably going to have some big soul pieces, chunks. And people have reported witnessing an event from outside their body. So maybe from the corner of the room or the ceiling or somewhere else. It's like they're seeing it from outside their body, and that's what that is. It's like a part of them is over somewhere else. The good news is everything can be brought back. There's nothing that can't be brought back. It's just a process. So that's one type. A car accident or any serious type of accident could result in a soul. Soul piece, one of my clients, and you know, Arwen, was in a car accident when she was 18 and became paralyzed. And she felt that a part of her soul was at that intersection. And she was working to retrieve that and bring that back so she can be fully herself. Surgery or medical procedures. It's anything that's sort of overwhelming or feels like too much or there's a loss of control, that's a big factor, right? You don't have control over the situation. Relationships. You know, the saying, I gave her my heart and soul. You can give a piece of your soul to somebody. And sometimes people trade soul pieces in relationships. You think about the term soulmates. And so think about when relationships end. Then what do you want to do? Do you want to keep those soul pieces or do you want to trade them back? Or and, of course, death. You know, a loved one dies. You may have, they may have a piece of your soul. Other, you know, more subtle things, but pervasive, like oppression or discrimination or poverty, more long-term things could also have soul loss with them. And I was thinking about parenting, since we're all parents here, and parenting is a huge loss of control. So that's, I know it's been challenging for me in that way. So that's another option. Some people believe in past lives, so it's possible to have soul pieces that were given off in past lives. I don't do a lot of work with past life stuff, but I personally believe in it. Any other ideas or things that are you're thinking about that might cause you? Janet mentioned traveling, so just going out in the world to different places, you might sort of leave a part of yourself here, a piece of yourself there. Moving, like especially if it's a sudden move or a move that's unwanted, or a place that was really special, you know. Some you might think of having a piece of yourself in an old house.
Seems like seems like there's identities that you take on when you a career or job or work or economic purposes that sometimes might be in conflict with.
Yeah.
You know, that we create that kind of conflict. Call it economic injustice or what happens, you know.
Yeah, perfect. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Anything else popping up? Okay. All right. So, when I first started looking at my soul, it kind of looked like Swiss cheese. That's what it felt like to me. Just pieces everywhere. But we can just bring them all back. And so the bigger the impact it has, the bigger the piece it's probably going to be. And let me tell you about different types. So in some cultures, the shaman will bring pieces back for you. They'll journey, so shaman journeys into energetic realms, or spiritual realms, to find these pieces and bring them back to you. And so that's, and it sort of seems to be culturally dependent. The way I was taught was to where the person does it themselves. And so I'm going to be guiding you to bring your own soul pieces back. And my energy will be sort of facilitating that rather than me going and getting pieces for everybody. And it's a gradual process. You want to just bring back little pieces at a time. You know, I wouldn't want to go to a soul retrieval with a shaman where they are like, okay, I'm going to give you all your pieces back in, you know, 3 hours for $300. Because what happens is we need to prepare to bring those pieces back. You know, if you've made any changes or personal, you know, shifts, it takes a little while to get used to that, right? It's because we all have patterns and ways of doing things. And so if I'm going to just start changing the way I do something, I need to get used to that. And so we want to bring them back gradually and it's part of this changing the pattern. So, but either way, it's fine. I mean, you can have someone bring them back to you, or you can learn how to do it yourself. I'm kind of a do-it-yourselfer, so I like being able to be in charge of my own soul medicine and just bring it back. Every soul retrieval will be unique. So every piece is not going to be retrieved maybe in the same way. So that's true for different people, of course, are going to be different. But even, let's say you bring back two pieces tonight, the process for each one might be different. So it's not like a recipe or cookie cutter. It's really being present with the energy and feeling, or using your intuition or whatever you want to call it, tuning into that and seeing what does this piece need, or where does this piece go, or is there something I need to do before this piece can come back? So everyone's going to be different. And there are three stages. So in the process, there's kind of three phases that we'll go through. And the first one is extraction, then retrieval, and then integration. So think of if I have a big piece where there's something traumatic happened to me, then I'm going to have probably going to have a lot of energy in my body from the event that couldn't be processed at the time. And so I've got to get rid of some of that energy, or enough of that energy, sort of be present with it and release it in order to make room for that piece to come back. So that's the extraction part. And the retrieval is when the piece actually comes back. And then the integration is so that process of where the piece is becoming part of yourself permanently. So it's a little new, it might feel like feels really different, but then pretty soon you're used to the new, having that piece with you all the time, and then it's just part of you. And so there's that little integration piece. So we'll go through the whole process tonight. The first one we're going to start is just really teeny tiny soul pieces, and so we won't be doing any extraction for that one. It'll just be this amazing piece is coming back.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How do you know when you get one back?
Good question.
Is it individual?
It is really individual. And sometimes it's really subtle. I'll give you a more dramatic example from my experience. I had written a letter to my dad, some just stuff that I wanted to say to him. And then I was driving to my car, and I had forgotten about mailing this letter, and probably a few days or a week after, and I'm just driving in my car, and I just, like, it was like I got hit with this most amazing sense of peace just out of the blue. And I was like, oh, like that was that soul piece coming back. Sometimes we'll talk about this, but sometimes an action might be part of the process of saying something or doing something. So we'll see how you feel with these little pieces, and then, yeah, I'd say you probably will just feel something, yeah, different. But yeah, feel free to ask questions at any time. Are there questions popping up?
What about, would it require a shamanic experience to integrate pieces of your soul, or if one was just being conscious about one's life, do you think that pieces of your soul re-engage?
Great question. I think they can, yeah. I don't think you need to be conscious of a shamanic process going on, and that I think we can all have experiences of connection with people or with doctors, maybe nurses, therapists, and, you know, that are kind of facilitating that process. Yeah, absolutely. So that's kind of Soul Retrieval in a nutshell. Any other? We'll get to the fun part of actually doing it. But other questions popping up? Okay, and I'll explain a little bit more about the process as we go through it. But that's enough talking. So let's start. We're going to start with the small one, the small pieces, and these are just little, I think they're like little stars to me, like little pieces that just might pop out for whatever reason. And there's usually not a lot of, they're not carrying a lot of stuff in our body around them, like anger or sadness or disappointment. It's just these little pieces that just pop off. And so, but bringing them back feels really good. And often they're just right outside of our body. So I'm going to have you look about a foot or a foot and a half radius diameter all the way around your body. And we're going to bring those back. Okay? So. Oh, yeah, there's some tissue right there, too.
Thanks.
Oh, it's T-bone. That's a really good idea. Okay, so you ready to try this? Oh, sorry, I want to tell you something before we do that. Just some guidelines for energy, because I'm sure everyone has a different, level of experience of working with it, but my philosophy is there's no right or wrong way to do this, to work with energy. It's very individual. We all sense it in a different way. We feel it in a different way. Some people are more visual. Some people are more feeling. Some people are more analytical. So whatever way works for you is what I want you to do. And if I'm saying something that doesn't fit for you, then just change it. So it does fit for you. Like if I say I'm talking about a box and you're thinking, I don't want a box doesn't feel good to me, then make it into something else or do it a different way. So you have total freedom to change things around and yeah, it's pretty cool. And then we'll share a little bit afterwards because it's really helpful to hear how other people experience it. And so you'll get some ideas there too. Okay, so change anything you want and then just be with whatever level you want as far as soul, whatever feels comfortable to you right now. Okay. All right, so let's do our little soul pieces. So yeah, just put your feet on the floor for grounding. Okay. Take a deep breath in and exhale gently. Another deep breath in and exhale gently. And a third deep breath in and exhale gently. And then just keep breathing comfortably and naturally. And we'll go through that relaxation that we did before real quickly, just sort of starting at the top of your head, going all the way down your body. And when you get down to your feet, just feel your feet on the floor. If you ever feel lightheaded or anything, you can just go back to your feet. Good. Okay, so now I'd like you to just imagine the space around you, maybe a foot out, and look for little tiny soul pieces. You might see them visually, or you might feel them, or you might sense them in another way. And invite those little pieces to come back to you, to come back to be part of you. You can see what size or shapes they are. You might see colors, hear a sound, anything you notice about those pieces. And look all the way around your body. Maybe some behind you, maybe even above your head, maybe below your body. So start just inviting them and welcoming them back. And if any don't feel ready to come back, then that's fine. Just leave them there. But you want to invite all the pieces that are ready. And you can even imagine reaching out and grabbing them or pulling them back in, sort of putting them in with your hands or scooping them up, or however you want to bring them back in. It's totally fine. I kind of use my breath and inhale, which draws them in. But play around with different things and see what feels right to you. You might notice where they're going in your body. Are they going in your heart and chest area, or in your belly, in your back, anywhere in your body? And look above your head. I kind of just get them into my body and then they sort of figure out where to go. You might have a specific place that you know where it's supposed to go. Around a little bit more. See if there's a few more pieces behind you. Just doing the real easy ones. If there's anything that feels like it's not ready or you don't want to bring it back, then that's fine. Do a few more seconds. Now imagine all those pieces in your body like settling into the right places, kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. They all know where to go. Just kind of smooth them in there. Enjoy that feeling for a minute. And notice how your body feels, how your energy feels. Do you feel calmer, more clear, more centered, more tired? Just sort of welcome those pieces, thank them, however you want to, you know, reconnect with them. And take a deep breath in. And exhale gently. Just come back gently and slowly as you're ready. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And take your time. Open your eyes when you're ready. Water if you'd like. It's good to stretch. And the other thing I meant to say before, which I'll say now, is if you get this is like a left brain, right brain thing where the visualization and intuition is all right brain. And if at any time tonight you find yourself getting into your left brain, which is the one that's thinking about what you're going to have for breakfast in the morning or what else you need to do, then you can just gently bring it back to the right brain, which is like feeling, sensing. So it happens all the time. Bring it back. So how was that? What did you experience, or what questions came up, or what challenges? Did you feel any soul pieces or see any? Yeah.
I don't know if I felt any soul pieces. I mean, I don't know what they were, but I just sort of grabbed them anyway.
Uh-huh.
And then it was, I just sort of grabbed absolutely everything I could. Sort of patted my whole body down with them like it was a mud bath of sorts. Mm-hmm. Felt really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like giving myself a massage with, and because
yeah.
And all the little aches and, you know, places I can put some sort of, you know, intention. There was just kind of, like I said, I just sort of gave myself a rub down with the whatever, the bit for ether.
That's a great way to do it.
And then there was a piece that wasn't kind of, it was kind of not wanting to, so I just kind of, you know, embraced it. And it was a little dachshund dog that I just sat in my lap and just sort of.
Nice.
So anyway, that might be a little too much information.
No, it's really fun to see how everyone's going to have a totally different experience. It's really cool. And there'll be similarities too. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. What else?
can go next because I have kind of a similar one. The you were talking about mud, and I saw stuff, and then I was like panicking because there was so much.
Oh.
And I couldn't get it fast enough. Like there was just so much, I couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah.
And it was like I was just like pushing it. It was like sand, like glittery gray sand.
Mm.
And I was just like trying to get as much as I could as quickly as I could. And I was spinning around and trying to get it. And then when you said inhale, I was like, just inhale. It's so much easier. I can just sit here and inhale it. And so that's what I did.
Okay, good.
And then I just kind of filled up my polish and everything.
Good. Yeah, it's amazing how much can be out there. So the good news is too, there's no rush. Like you can always do more later, and you'll be able, you'll have some skills to be able to do that. So yeah. What else?
I'm not a very visual person. I don't when I close my eyes, I don't see things, but I feel things. So I was like, I got really hot, and my head started hurting, I felt nauseous, and so it was like kind of
drifting
through like just such different feelings and sensations in my body at that time.
Yeah.
So like seeing things, I don't know. So
that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm more feeling oriented too. So. Yeah. That's a good reminder for me, so I can put feeling words in as well as visual words. Yeah, it feels like kind of a fullness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah? What is your experience?
Couldn't find anything.
Okay.
For a while, so I kind of kept trying to go around like that. And it kind of just like, I just kept going. And I couldn't get past here. So I come back this way and I couldn't get past here. So I kept going around. And then like little pinpoint lights started showing up.
Mm.
And I was like, oh. And so then just occasionally we found that I couldn't get over here. And then everything was, it was like this. It was just.
Mm.
And then little pinpoint lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
There can be, yeah. Maybe it is another piece or something right there. Yeah.
I completely can't get there.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Like a little pinpoint. So I maybe and then I get another just a little pinpoint.
Perfect, yeah. They're like little tiny little stars.
Yeah, that was kind of
similar. That's okay.
At first I thought, well, nothing's showing up for me, you know?
Mm.
And then it was as if my eyes got used to the dark, you know? And then I saw, it was like the whole constellation. Like, they were all over there once you got used to it, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you said to look up, I was like, wow, there's this really bright one up there, and I can't explain it except to say it was like a recognition, you know? Like, oh! You know, like when you an old friend that you haven't seen in a while. I know you.
Yeah, I'm not really visual either. So, I mean, at first I tried to actually, just first second, you know, just, I was just literally following what you said.
Mm-hmm.
I had a moment of like, stupid sea animals.
Yeah.
Soul things. And then I just last. That was only like a second, which for me is short, mm-hmm. that feeling state.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started to like hearing melodies and just started just playing with, melodies. Basically. And just just being up here, like in this particular room, also like, and in a space where it is so away, I mean, it's to the right brain, just away from the rest of life, just remembering, just feeling kind of these feelings that I don't usually feel anymore because I just don't have time. I don't know, there's always just something more concrete to do. And so just letting, and then thinking, I don't know, just kind of having a, just kind of singing in my mind through that, and then just letting, but I don't do that as much as I used to either. So just letting those melodies kind of come.
Yeah, thank you.
I took me a while to kind of get into it, and I really noticed like a thinness more than anything right across where my heart is, and I don't know how I was able to like get a little bit back, but I think that mostly was really able to identify where some of that was going and what the cause of that is. And then I was really aware of how much I should do this month. That was like, that's right. I can't do this anymore.
But yeah, so I feel like I just have to go slowly. Yeah. Great. Well, not bad for your first soul retrieval. I feel like everything's more vivid now. Like, I feel like each of you are, like, more crisp and more, just more vivid. Like, if you think of sort of walking around like this little cloud and then all those pieces come back into you, it's like, it's just a clarity. So you might see things different or feel different. Yeah.
Kind of conscious of my vision when we started, and realized just how poor my vision is without my glasses. So the first thing I felt was a lot of little bits of light, like you were saying, and they were all kind of zipping towards my eyes, and they just kind of were like, going there. But again, it felt more like body healing than, I wasn't identifying anything as a trauma or anything like that, or history or anything like that.
Yeah, and that's okay. And these are really, just little pieces, like everyday stuff. I don't even know what they're from, I'm going around to the store and leave some energy there, leave some energy there. I mean, there's energy, but then there's soul. Like, the soul is a more, more, like, concentrated part of, like, who you are.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So.
When you think, pardon for blabbing on, but when you think about, like, everything that goes on in our lives, I mean, everything's just a little event, And there's just, all these memories that, in one regard, are valuable and important, but in another regard, are just like, can't kind of consciously hang on to all that stuff all the time. But they've got to be, that's our life, locking my keys out of my car yesterday, or in my car, or whatever, just the whole the myriad of other things that go on in a week.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're doing a lot. Absolutely. So this practice of just bringing all these little pieces in is good to do periodically. You could have a nightly ritual, you could have a weekly thing. Even I realized as I was preparing for this, I was like, man, I don't do that often enough. I need, because I started bringing pieces in, I was like, this feels so good. And you're right, we are so busy and doing you know, multiple things at the same time. So yeah, we're probably not going to notice if we're leaving a piece of soul in the back seat or something, you know. So yeah, now that you've done it, you can try it. You can try it on your own too. So let's see about time. I think we'll do the next one, and we'll take a break after that. Does that feel comfortable? Does anyone need refill water or anything? So, questions? Well, let me tell you a little bit about the second one, and then you can see if you have questions. The second one, we're going to go to a little bit bigger piece, okay? You can also pull in, like if you have more small pieces, you can always pull more of those in too. But we're going to play with a little bigger piece, and you'll feel it out as you go, and I'll guide you to find something that'll be perfect for this meditation. So, because I want to tell you a little bit about the extraction process. So I mentioned it before, but it's when something happens. So this is maybe a little bigger event. So maybe there was a frustration or argument or, you know, something where there were some feelings, disappointment, sadness, anything like that. I'm going to have you pick something fairly recent, like not, we don't want to go back, you know, 10, 20 years for this one. We want to stay a little more recent, just because it'll be easier to bring it back. So any time where there are strong feelings or overwhelm, then those feelings can stay in the body. And it's something where we don't have the opportunity or the skills or the time to process it at the time. So if something happened and I felt sad about it, but I had to go right to pick Zane up from school, or I had to go do whatever I had to do, and I didn't have time to process it, then that energy is going to stay inside the body. And so I need to take some time to clear it out. So what we're going to do is like a little excavation. We're going to just clear out. What happens is those feelings, they go in where the soul piece was. The piece leaves, but something has to fill that space. There's never just empty space. So that stuff will fill it in. And so we're going to do the extraction, where we go in and see what's in there and just clear it out, just clean it out. And that might involve seeing what you felt or feeling what you felt. And then when you feel it, you can let it go when you're ready. So then we'll do the extraction part, and then you can invite that soul piece to come back in. Now, sometimes the piece doesn't always come in right at that time, so that's okay. It's starting the process, and sometimes it needs a little bit longer. And this is especially for larger pieces. It's not just going to be like, whoa, there's come right back instantaneously. But you'll see how it is, because every piece is different. And then we'll talk a little bit later about integration. Okay, so questions?
Yes, I'm having trouble coming up with it.
That's okay. And the other thing is, you don't have to know what it was about. Like, you don't have to have a story for it. You might look out and see, okay, here's something right here, but I don't know what it's for. Or you might have a story, like, oh, this is when this happened. So anything goes, really.
It doesn't
have to be verbalized. Yeah. So you're just, and I'm going to guide you. The first part will be guiding you to find a piece. And of course, you want to pick something that you feel comfortable doing in a group setting, since that's where we are. And so something, we're just moving up to a little bit bigger piece. Other questions?
Wait, what is it again? We're extracting.
We're gonna.
Getting bare bones again.
Okay, that's okay. And
that has
It is like the dentist, yeah.
You're taking the bad stuff out. Oh, because one of the pieces of our soul left, bad stuff came in, and now we're taking the bad stuff out, so the soul piece can come back. All right, I got it.
Exactly.
Analogy.
Yeah, that's a good one. Take the, drill out the cavity.
Your soul is the amalgam.
Yeah.
Composite, depending on your views.
Only it's your actual soul. Okay. I need to get some water. No, I just brought it out for tonight. I'll put it out here, but don't stub your toe on it. Yeah, let's point it somewhere. Okay. Okay, you ready? Get on the floor.
Sorry.
Yeah, I can play with it. Okay, so take a deep breath in. And exhale gently. Second deep breath in. And exhale gently. Third breath in. Exhale. And just keep breathing comfortably and naturally for you. So this time we're going to use a little bit bigger, or look for a little bit bigger soul piece. But mostly you're just going to trust that what happens is the right thing. So feel around for, or look around for, a little bit larger piece that feels right to you. It feels like it's ready to come back. It's from something fairly recent, I'd say maybe in the last year. But you don't have to know what it's from. And just look. Might be behind you, might be to the side, or above, or below. Just kind of let it pop up. Let it identify itself. And just look at it, or sense anything you can about it. Notice what it feels like. If there's a density or a weight or a sound. And then another way, that's identifying the piece first. Another way is to go into your soul first. A lot of times it's in your heart, in your chest area, but it could be anywhere in the center of your being. And see, maybe you feel there's a space in there. Maybe you feel like there's a space that's ready to be cleared. So you can go at it from either direction. If you have the piece first, then you might want to look around and see, okay, where does this piece fit? And so find a spot in your soul. And then see what's in that place instead of the soul piece. Is it just kind of stuff? Or is there a certain emotion or a certain color or feeling? Just notice what's in there. When you're ready, you can start cleaning it out. Sometimes things need to be acknowledged before they can be cleared out. So for example, let's say there's some disappointment in there. You could feel that disappointment. See how that feels. And then when you fully experience that and felt that and you say, okay, I don't need that anymore, you can let it go. You can clean that out. Or maybe it was anger in there. Or maybe it's a color red. Or maybe it's a kind of a spongy feeling texture. Any way that you sense it. Just imagine going into that and seeing what's there, feeling it, and starting to clean it out. Could be multiple layers. It just depends on the size of the piece. When you get to the point of when it's all cleared out, cleaned out, you can see if there's anything you want to do to prepare that space. Some people sort of wash it out with a hose or clean it with a sponge or a brush or blow it out with some air, whatever you want to do to make that space ready. You can keep doing that. Just you can be wherever you are in the process. That's okay. When you're ready, you can start bringing that piece back and put it in. Either looking for that piece that fits with that space. You can even have a conversation with your soul piece. See if it has information for you. Sometimes an action is required for it to come back and fully integrate, so you can see if that fits for you. And if you feel done with that piece, you can try another one. If you're still working on one, that's fine. Doing the clearing, feeling, bringing it back. Hear the kids playing. Just let that go into the background. See if there's any last thing you'd like to do. Any little pieces to bring back. take a few more seconds and just know that wherever you are in the process of it, it will continue and you can continue it. So there's no rush. If it's to the point of coming back into your body, you can kind of smooth that in. Or you may be at the point of just inviting it and seeing when it's ready to come back. Breath in, and exhale. As you're ready, start bringing yourself back. You can wiggle your fingers and toes and take your time. Some water or tea if you'd like. And also, if you brought a notebook, if you want to write down some reflections, that can be really helpful too, what you felt or experienced. And I have paper too, if anyone wants. Paper? No? Okay. Would you like to?